Saving and everything for your next project now at Menards. Breathe easier with Vestair Ultimate Allergen Air Filters. They trap large airborne particles to keep allergens out of your home, and they last up to 90 days. Save big on all Vestair products at Menards and refresh your home today. View our selection of air filtration products on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find great deals happening now. Save big.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
If there is one thing we know about high-profile criminal cases, it's that the courtroom battle starts long before the trial actually does. Sean Diddy Combs is staring down federal sex trafficking and racketeering charges, charges that, if convicted, could see him behind bars for life. Rather than sitting back and waiting for his day in court, Diddy is appearing to try and flip the script, launching a $100 million defamation lawsuit against NBC Universal over their documentary Diddy, The Making of a Bad Boy. He says it's a reckless hit job packed with false claims about murder, trafficking, and an alleged criminal empire. So here's a million-dollar question, or should we say $100 million question. Is this a strategic legal move to protect his reputation, or really a desperate attempt to kind of muddy the waters a bit before the actual trial? Joining us today is defense attorney and former prosecutor Eric Faddis, a guy who's been on both sides of the courtroom. Eric, when we're looking at a defendant like Diddy taking such an aggressive stance against the media that's reporting on him, what does that tell you about the strength of the case against him? And could this lawsuit actually help his defense in the long run?
You know, I think he certainly hopes it will. And his strategy, I believe, is like weaving this story. So there's already a social narrative that Diddy is a bad dude. And so he needs to sort of weave this story of like, hey, I'm just a pariah. I've been vilified. And look, that this huge media company is making all this money off of painting me as like a bad dude and oh, woe is me. And so I think it's his effort to and measure to try to change that social narrative inject into people's minds that, hey, everything you hear about me is not true and these people are just out to get me.
I mean, it's a long shot, obviously, with the sheer amount of people who have come forward just in the court of public opinion. There ain't nobody on his side other than Kanye at this point and his kids. And that's, I guess, all you got. That being said, where is this going to go? Does he have a legitimate argument on some of these things that he's bringing up? Arguments of you're accusing me of murder, you're accusing me of all sorts of things in this. And I mean, nobody directly says it in the doc. I think they vetted it pretty well. But at the same point, it's implying that maybe Diddy had something to do with the death of Kim Porter. Is this something that will play well, considering just how horrible his image is in public thus far, or is this just, you know, is he that tone deaf to how the public actually sees him these days?
I think on that question, there's kind of a legal context and an optics PR context. In the legal context, you know, are insinuations and implications and suggestions, are those tantamount to a statement made against Diddy that he killed somebody and that's defamation? I think it's going to be hard for him to do that. I've seen the documentary and no one directly comes out and says he killed Kim Porter that I recall. And so legally speaking, I think defamation might be hard for him to win on. But on the optics side, does it potentially improve his image and inject another villain into this whole drama, that being the media?
Well, and here's the deal with this. There's no charges of murder for him against Kim Porter or against Tupac or against, there's so many people that were named in that doc. People are like, this is a little odd. There's a lot of strange deaths that have surrounded you. Notorious B.I.G., Andre Harrell, the people that really started with the original record label. If you're taking this to court and it's a defamation case, that's eventually going to open it up to discovery. Could this really backfire? I mean, could this end up, if they start digging into this, I would wonder if maybe you could find some information that is a little more solid than just people speculating.
You know, you're totally right, because one defense to defamation is truth. And so NBC or whatever media company it is could say, actually, we want to do all this discovery into the Kim Porter death, and we want to get more information than we had before, and they'll have better access to it. They'll have better access to Diddy, to his affiliates, everything else through the discovery process. And so could it wind up developing more evidence of these allegations against Diddy? It certainly could.
I mean, that's what makes me wonder, because he's already gone after, I believe, News Nation, and there were some other folks that he went after for having an interview with one of the parties here where they kind of alluded to that maybe he did have something over there. Nobody's flat out saying Diddy killed Kim Porter. We're just saying it's a little weird and that maybe things should be looked into, considering how other people have, you know, kind of disappeared or died that had information on him. Again, there's a lot of things that could happen. Who knows? It could have been really truly just low bar pneumonia and there was absolutely nothing more to it. But I would think if you're going to be filing the defamation suit, you're really going to be 100% sure that you had absolutely nothing to do with that. Or is it just, it's a bluff?
You know, he has to kind of go for broke at this point and kind of throw some Hail Marys and take some risks. He's got to. And so it certainly could be that he knows he didn't do any of those things and he will prevail. But it also could be that, we got to do some legal maneuvering and it has to be some big moves. And there's always risk associated with big moves.
How do you see this actually playing out in court? It's been filed now. What happens next?
You know, I'm just wondering if the criminal case, if that were to come to a head before this defamation case, which temporally it should, that could really just kind of be the conclusion for this saga in an effective sense, because he would lose, you know, any sort of freedom going forward, any sort of contracts, any sort of resources would be dwindling if they're not already gone. And so I'm wondering if the criminal case is going to take center stage and these are all going to take a back seat and eventually go away.
Is this a move to get some funding? Because we know the government has, you know, there's a civil forfeiture that's going on that they listed in their secondary indictment of him the other week. And it makes you wonder, okay, do you have assets anymore to pay for these attorneys to defend yourself with? Is this like a quick move of, hey, look, we can probably get a settlement on some of these things because some of them are kind of liable and some of them are kind of slanderous. Maybe not everything, but enough to make this go away and fill the coffers a little bit. Or again, is this just a big PR stunt at the end of the day?
That was the first thing that occurred to me when I read about the case, because defamation suits are often settled. And it doesn't necessarily mean that like one side was right and the other side was wrong. The defendant here has deep pockets. You know, they're not, it's not in their best interest to go through some protracted, legal mess with this person who's already super messy as it is. It wouldn't be surprising at all. In fact, it'd be common for them to reach some kind of settlement, which would give Diddy some kind of funds going forward to continue to mount the defenses that he needs to mount to the multiplicitous cases against.
Yeah, I mean, it's almost like you have to have the funds to do this one, too, on top of the other however many we have now, 30, 40, 50, 60 plus. I've lost track. Civil suits that are now going against him. The strategy here, is there a strategy, do you think? Or is this just a person who's completely has zero clue about where they stand in the public eye and how other people now view him? And he still thinks he kind of has these powers and this influence that he once had?
There could be a piece of that. I think also that panic has probably set in. Desperation has set in. He's been behind bars for a substantial period of time now, something that he never experienced in this way in his whole life. And I think he's starting to realize, gosh, I'm going to be here forever if I don't start doing something big. And maybe this is the something big that could be an out. I don't really see it being an out for him, but he's got to find some straws to grasp at.
Want true crime coverage all day? every day? Press subscribe now to the Hidden Killers podcast and True Crime Today and get the latest cases delivered right to your feed.